With all the things going on today, Loyalty Sunday, All Saints Sunday, and the return of the prodigal son. It's nice to be back. I said at 9 o'clock that Tom Wirth was wrong when he said you can't go home again. In some ways, I never left this place because I took it with me. And our time here is among the most valuable of my life. And rather than my transforming the cathedral, it transformed me, for which I will always be grateful and thankful. It helped me in the basis of my sermon today. We Jungians are big on archetypes. And archetypes are ancient patterns of human behavior, predisposed. Arca means ancient, type means imprint. So these longings, desires, natures are given to us at our conception, and they're a part of what drives us through life. And the three archetypes I want to talk about today that come out of the collective unconscious, meaning everybody has them. And that is looking for meaning in general, purpose in particular, and a place to belong. Those are three things we all share, and they're deep, and they're wide, and they're meaningful, they're spiritual, they're religious. One of the functions of the church and theology and religion and mythology is to provide for us patterns that bring meaning to life, patterns that help us find our particular purpose, and patterns in our sacred stories about belonging. All Saints Sunday is about belonging for all the saints who from their labors rest. We are a part of a huge tribe that has brought us meaning, purpose, and a sense of belonging to something greater than ourselves through which we discover ourselves. Meaning in general, what brings meaning to your life? I don't think we can know the meaning of life, but I know we can know the meaning of our lives. So what brings you meaning? What puts a bounce in your step? What is it that makes your heart beat a bit faster and your breath be drawn? Where's your meaning? What do you get up in the morning for other than biological function and caffeine addiction? What do you get up for? Just to survive? Or do you get up because you have meaning in your life? And I think that meaning ought to be made conscious and manifest so that when you get up in the morning, you have a sense of purpose. We look for meaning in general, purpose in particular, and a place to belong. Purpose in particular means what is it that I am to be, or how is it that I am to be in the world? I was born at a particular time, at a particular place, with a particular set of parents, never before, never again. And at my conception, God had a concept. And my life's a commentary on serving that purpose. And it's not to be doctor, lawyer, or priest. It's to be what your name is. My job is to find my purpose, and my purpose is to be Pittman. I've often told the story of lecturing and saying that my purpose is to be Pittman. I had been introduced as Dr. McGehee. In the question and answer, a woman in the back of the room stood up and said, Dr. McGehee, she had a little broken English. She complimented my lecture, and then she said, but there's one thing I don't understand. What is this thing called Pittman? It's the most profound question I've ever been asked. So my life is a commentary on trying to serve my purpose. With having a near-death experience when I was 6 years old, I set up part of my purpose to be the wounded healer. I spent my life journeying with others, helping them find meaning, helping them to find purpose. So my meaning is found primarily, not exclusively, but primarily my meaning is found in love. As you know, we moved to Austin for two reasons. One, to help keep it weird. And I'm doing a hell of a job. And the other is to be with my children and grandchildren. Son Pittman and I practice together. We see our grandchildren, Finnegan, Baxter, Clementine, and Quentin. Though Quentin calls himself Bubble Nugget. I don't know. So my meaning is found in the relationship I have with my children, my family, my grandchildren. I've often said when Finnegan, the first one, was born, and his father, Son Pittman, former acolyte, came carrying his son out and my grandson, my son Jarrett, my wife Bobby, and I ran to be with him, and I've never had such a transcendent moment. I've never had a moment where I felt the presence of God, of the transcendent, the holy, the sacred, the numinous. I'd never felt more meaning. The miraculous is found in the mundane. There's nothing more mundane than the birth of a baby. There's nothing more miraculous, particularly when it's your first grandson. I felt connected to the whole. So love is a convenient, proper, important place to look for meaning in your life and to cultivate and to see that the vocation of love and lover is a place to find your meaning. And some of you know my story a little bit, and I went to seminary for a bunch of reasons that were neurotic and I didn't know. God calls us to the priesthood through our neuroses. So I didn't know a lot about the Bible when I went to seminary. I knew that the Old Testament was on the left-hand side. I wasn't sure about whether Moses and Jesus knew each other. I thought the Beatitudes was a singing group. But we had to go to the chapel every day at the Virginia Seminary, and so I took some New Testament classes and Old Testament classes, and I began to have some biblical sophistication. But the thing I kept hearing over and over again was our epistle today, and the summary of the law. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ saith, you should love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang everything. You do know it's a part of the lore of Christ Church Cathedral that these stained glass windows up here have an unfortunate line break. You ever noticed it? It has on these, and then there's a line break, and there's a line that just says, hang all the law and the prophets. Look when you go. And then I heard Paul say, without love, I'm nothing. And then I heard 1 John's letter where he says, God is love. those who abide in love abide in God and God in them. So we're talking about meaning, but we're also talking about finding our purpose, and maybe our purpose is to love one another as we're first loved. And that takes us to belonging, because we all need to belong. One of the great paradoxes of individuation is I alone must become myself, but I cannot become myself alone. So we live in the paradox between having a singular responsibility for finding meaning and purpose and being who we were created to be. And at the same time, we can't do that by ourselves. We need guides, companions, mirrors to help us discover who we are and to scratch that itch of belonging. One of the primary purposes of the church is for people to meet the need of belonging. And I promise you, if you're here, you belong. There's no litmus test about what your motivation is or what your theology is. I'm sort of an Episcopagan. So there's no litmus test for belonging. It's just if you desire to be a part of this community, you are. The statistics indicate that people who belong in families or networks or communities live longer. So being part of this community is very important. Dean Thompson, who, by the way, is the second best dean this cathedral has ever had. I'm going to win. I hope you do realize how close and much respect we have for one another. And this is, the cathedral has never been in better hands or in better shape. I mean that. But he encouraged me today that he would increase my modest honorarium if I would speak about Loyalty Sunday. So pay up. Belonging means that you have a responsibility to be a part of the community, and supporting the community with time, talent, and treasure is very important. And this is Loyalty Sunday on All Saints Sunday. So we belong to a whole host of saints, and we belong to this cathedral parish, and we have a responsibility to support it. So honor your pledge today or this week in order that the vestry and finance committee may finalize the budget. Meaning a general purpose in particular and a place to belong. So I conclude by saying that my time as dean and my time as carrying the cathedral with me on my journey, that this place is sacred. And it's sacred because it provides the opportunity to find meaning in general, purpose in particular, and a place to belong.